Hi everybody, welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers, and this is a Mystic Oracle Radio Show. So I'm going to be with you for the next hour, and we're going to have some conversations about a few different things. If this is your first time listening to my show, thank you for taking the time to be here tonight. You can check out my website, which will help you better understand what we're doing here. And that address is www.starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. If you're not familiar with the mystic science of the cards or the cards of destiny, you can look up your birthday on my site. You can sign up for the card of the day. You can check out books. I also have an iPod Touch iPhone application, which is being reviewed for an update as we speak. So hopefully any minute that update will be up, and it's really exciting. Made some very nice changes for you. Those of you that already have the application, we did some nice user interface updates. I also have some online courses coming up. The first one begins on the 21st of March, so you can check those out if you like. This evening I'll be taking calls later on. We will have open lines, so feel free to call in if you have a question or you want to know what your soul spirit cards are, or any of your cards if this is new to you. Happy to share that information with you. I suggest if you call in that you have something to write with, in case I give you some information that you're going to want to remember. Okay, so I want to start this show by playing a 10-minute conversation that I recorded with a friend of mine when I was in L.A. last week. I was staying with him and his partner, and he had a dream that I came running into the room and was telling him that he was a king. Well, he's the Three of Clubs, and I'm the King of Diamonds. And the Three of Clubs is my spirit card, and the King of Diamonds is his soul card. So it was a very interesting dream that he had, and the conversation that came from it was very valuable information about the cards and how they reveal our nature. So I'm going to play that recording right now, and then after this, when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the genders relative, or gender relative to our birth cards and why men and women show up differently in the cards. Okay, so this is Nicholas Pratley and myself.
So I had this dream last night that you came to me and you were telling me, this is your face, it was kind of blurry, theoretical, but your eyes were very, very clear and you were very consistent on me getting that my soul card is the King of Diamonds, my soul card.
Right.
And you were like, you're the king, you're the king. And you were saying, I'm the king, I'm the king. And it was kind of, you were letting that settle into you, but it wasn't so much a realization for yourself as it was, I'm the king, and I'm living as a king, and you're a king too, and you need to live as a king. It was like you really wanted me to get it, and I kind of remember laughing in the dream, I think. And it was very fun and light and easy, but you were very consistent. Like, you're the king! You're the king!
Well, that's your soul card.
Right.
And your soul card represents the wisdom that you bring into this life. And the spirit card that we have is the vehicle for expression of the wisdom of the soul card. And then the birth card is the vehicle for all of this to travel through time.
So sometimes, and this is why when I did my quadrate book, my book of solar spreads, I did it differently than it's been done before. I put the soul card above the birth card and the spirit card below each birth card for each of the cards in the deck, so that, you know, the whole body, it's like a cosmic egg to me, those three cards that sit there. They sit in a very specific position, and they're there for all of time for us as individuals from birth to death. Now, what's really cool to me is that, you know, you had this dream this morning of me coming to you.
Yeah.
I'm your soul card.
Right.
Me coming to you saying, you're the king, you're the king. Today is the Ace of Spades day. And the Ace of Spades is the card that represents the oracle of the card. And the Ace of Spades is a day of awakening. If you read the card of the day today, I actually talked about this. I have to look and see what I said because I don't remember exactly.
I don't remember either. Exactly either, but I read it before I went to bed last night.
Oh. Well.
I was writing, and I've been trying to get myself to write this past month, like really sit down and write. And last night was the first night, so we were already in this day.
So let me tell you, yeah, because it was after midnight, right?
Right.
Well, let me just comment on what you just said. You were trying to get yourself to write, because you're a three of clubs, and, you know, your action comes from inspiration. It doesn't come from discipline.
I wrote that last night.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh my god, I totally write. I should go and get the piece that I wrote. I wrote that to myself last night. I was saying, dude, like, don't, you know, kill yourself. You don't have to be on a schedule. Like, let it come. And because everything I do is on a schedule, and I'm meeting deadlines, and things are getting done on time. And I don't want my writing to become that thing where I'm like, ugh, I'm slogging it, because then I'm squashing the creativity that is wanting to come through.
Exactly. No, that's, you know, threes are like wellsprings. They're like fountains of, you know, creative energy that just wants to be free to, you know,
express.
Burst with expression into the air. And so you can't put that in a four container and go, okay, now it's 5 o'clock, you must sit down and write for the next 3 hours, because that energy doesn't feel comfortable in that kind of structure. So you have to support. If that means you're up at midnight to 3 a.m. writing, fantastic, because when the inspiration comes, you need to move with it. And I think with anybody that has a strong influence of creativity like that, and especially, I mean, you're three of clubs, that's the writer's card.
Right.
And I understand this because that's my spirit card.
Right.
You know, it's like I can be very disciplined with some things, but when it comes to my creativity, you know, it just bursts through me. And, you know, the wisest thing I can do at that moment is just tell everything else to go sit down and I'll be right back.
Right.
Or I'll be back at some point, you know what I mean? And one of the things that I love about the Oracle is that it teaches us about our true nature. And when we understand our nature, we can learn to support ourselves, you know, rather than fight with ourselves about, he does it that way, I should do it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. And each one of us are such a gift in our purest expression to the totality of humanity. When we give ourselves permission to just be who we truly are by nature, then we give everyone else the same permission.
Right.
And it's like a ripple effect.
Yeah, I totally feel that.
So, you know, I really believe that we are in some ways, we're more our spirit and soul card than we are our birth card. But all of them are at play big time, and they work together as a team. And it just creates who we are. And to me, that is about our nature.
Right.
It's not our character. It's not our personality. It's our nature.
So the soul card is the expression. Is the wisdom, sorry.
Yes.
Soul card.
Soul card represents the wisdom we've brought with us into this life, the gifts we bring with us into this life.
The spirit card is the expression.
The spirit card represents how that wisdom wants to be expressed.
Right.
And both come through the birth card.
The birth card.
And the birth card, yes, it's the vehicle. It's sort of like the costume that we're wearing to the ball. And it defines the life path that we travel, which are different forms to express those things from our soul and spirit card and birth card through.
I see.
And how we travel through time. It's almost like time's a tunnel with a life path. You know, but once you see all this, you actually, when you can see this matrix of time, then you are actually moving outside of time. That's one of the things I love about the cards, because once you see, oh my God, that's time. That's the structure of time, because time doesn't, even though it's the fourth third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that? Fourth. But it's like, even though it is that dimension, you can't reach out and touch time, you know, like something in the third dimension. You can't, you know, but you can, when you see it in this matrix that the oracle reveals, then you can see the structure of time. And when you can see the structure of time with perspective, it actually takes you to the next dimension.
Right.
Numero cinco.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and then the combination of those three allows you to really understand your nature.
Exactly. Understanding how those things work through you and what they're asking. What their desire of expression is.
And then, to go back to what you were saying before, it's like you work with those three, you understand yourself more, and you, that's when you understand how you uniquely operate. Like me, with my writing, for me it's less about sitting down at 9 o'clock every morning and doing 5 hours of writing, and more about, you know, being disciplined to some extent, but moving with the expression as it comes through, the creativity as it comes through, because when I do that, you have to do it for 5 hours from 9 o'clock today, I squash that energy moving through. Like I did it yesterday when I was in the car speaking to my friend Maya, and we had this amazing conversation. My whole body was tingling, and I wanted to come upstairs and write right away.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what I should have done.
Exactly. Yes. And that's where the learning takes place. It's like,
but I didn't really know that the three worked together in that way. Because if you're understanding how the three work together and how your nature works, then like you said before, you get to tap into what you uniquely bring, and then that gives permission for everyone else to do the same.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to stop that conversation right there. I just thought, you know, there's so much valuable information in there regarding the soul card, the spirit card, and the birth card. Very, very important. The more we understand those, you know, the more we understand our nature. So I was going to talk, and I still am going to talk about gender and the cards. However, the lines are full, so I'm going to take three people that have been waiting here, Dina, Teresa, and Kay, and I'm going to talk to them, each one of them, for a few minutes, And then I'm going to talk about the gender. So, Dina, are you there on line two?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
Hello?
I can't hear you very well. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Okay, perfect. Now I can. Hi, you're calling from Canada.
I am, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thank you for calling. And your birthday is December 9th?
Yes, 1970.
Okay, great. So that makes you 39 years old?
Yes.
Okay. So what can I do for you?
Well, I was just calling to see what I'm not really familiar with the cards, so I'm just calling to see what you may see for the coming year ahead for me. Or my husband is July 2nd, and we're just curious to see possibly maybe on starting a business or a move. So we're just seeing if the cards are favorable for that.
Okay, great. Let me tell you something right off the bat here. Your birthday, December 9th, is a Nine of Clubs day.
Okay.
And you, do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So your birth card is the Nine of Clubs. Your spirit card is the Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
Your soul card is the Six of Diamonds. And your planetary ruling card is the King of Diamonds.
Okay.
And all of those are defined on my website. You can look at that later, okay? Or in my book. Now, your husband is a King of Diamonds.
Okay, yes.
So you share that connection with him. So he's a King of Diamonds, Four of Spades. So you're age 39. You've got a lot of creativity blessing you right now. If you're going to go into business with someone else, you want to make sure that you're absolutely 100% clear about who that is and what's going on. Let me just look at which 52-day cycle you're in. 12-9, 1-2-3. You're about to go into Mars on the 24th of this month.
Okay.
Look at what your Mars cards. I'm going to look at Mars and Jupiter because that's work and business.
Okay.
So in your house sits the Jack of Spades and the Six of Hearts. So you want one of the things that's going on for you right now has to do with this could just be with one person in your life, but bringing a relationship into it, taking a responsibility to make sure the communication is clear in that relationship.
Okay.
Seth, I lost my page. Can you send me a text? Okay, so let me just see where your Nine of Clubs birth card is sitting in the Five of Spades house. So major change happening through work. I see something beginning later on in the year, but I think you might run into some obstacles here for, you know, a few weeks when you hit this cycle that starts on May 24th.
Okay.
And that cycle goes until the 15th of May when you go into Jupiter. And then new energy starts cycling and things start moving in a new way.
Okay.
I do see the time before that, if I were you, I would just really get into the creative aspect of, you know, really allowing yourself. You know, I read this wonderful quote from Tesla, and he said that whenever he did an experiment, he did the entire thing in his head, and then he would even, you know, do the trial run and try it out in his head. And he would go through the whole process in his head as if he was doing it in the physical plane. And he would find the mistakes and change them. So that when he actually turned the thing on for the first time, whatever it might be, it would work most of the time. So I see this time, this cycle that you're entering on the 24th, as a timeline like that, where you run through all the possible scenarios, you really allow yourself to get in touch with your passion and the dreams that you have about what you want to do, and look at all the pros and cons, imagine actually doing it, and all along the way, pay attention to the information that you get from that process.
Okay.
Something else, maybe, you know, the other thing you want to do is things may go a little differently than you plan them to, so you want to be really flexible and open to, you know, I believe that everything has its own path and timing, and you want to be sensitive to that.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, it does, totally.
What is your husband's age?
He is 40.
40. Let's just take a peek at his cards. Well, he's got the Three of Diamonds in his house, and that's a card that's showing up for you as well in Jupiter. So this is a card of financial creativity.
Okay.
This card really suggests that we think outside of the box. So if you come up with ideas and you think, oh, but nobody's ever done that before, you might want to do it for that reason.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Communication's really important, but your husband has a lot of, yeah, I see money going in, going out, and money coming in. So a lot of movement there with the money.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, that was very interesting. Thank you very much.
I hope it was helpful. Thank you.
Yes, it was. Thanks so much again for taking my call.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Okay, I have another caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Teresa.
Teresa, where are you calling from?
I'm in West Virginia.
Oh, I heard you guys got snowed in big time recently.
We did. It was lots of fun.
So when is your birthday?
January 15th.
January 15th. And are you familiar with the system that I use?
Yeah, a little bit.
So do you know that you're a queen of diamonds?
I do.
Okay, great. So you're a Capricorn queen of diamonds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That means that your planetary ruling card is a seven of clubs. And what is your present age?
56.
56? Oh, how exciting.
Okay.
Well, I know. It's great to hear when you're 56 that this is exciting.
That it's exciting, yeah.
Yes, because, well, one of the reasons it's exciting is because at 56 we get a new 56-year cycle, a new 28-year cycle, a new 4-year cycle, 7-year cycle, you know, so there's a lot of change and transformation that starts occurring at this time. It's almost like starting a new lifetime in a way.
Okay.
So at 56, let me just see, oh yeah, the Ace of Spades sitting in your house. So that's a card of transformation through spiritual awakening, like little deaths and rebirths, little aha moments. It can also take your life or your work into a whole new realm that you've not been before, or to a new level of success.
Cool.
Go ahead.
No, success is good.
Let me see where you're sitting here in this 7-year cycle. Oh, you're sitting in the Ten of Hearts house. So, wow, look at these cards. Okay, so what's up? You have a question for me?
I wanted to just get your take on, I saw the gender roles thing, and I wasn't sure how that was going to play into what my question is, but my husband is a King of Diamonds. He's a January 14 King of Diamonds.
Oh, you guys are really like, wow. Your birthdays are side by side, and so are your cards.
Yeah.
And how long have you been married?
20 years or so.
Wow. Okay.
And now he is just 54.
Uh-huh.
So he's in a different spot, but it's just, we work well together and then we don't work well together, and it's just, it keeps things interesting. But I guess I want to know how we can best work together and be at odds as little as possible.
Okay, I'm gonna be a salesperson now, okay?
Go ahead.
I wrote a book about this. It's called Love and Destiny.
Yeah.
Do you have my book?
I don't have that one.
Okay, you might want to get that one, because I define your relationships in there, and I tell you the four things that relationship needs.
Okay.
To be happy, and, you know, because your relationship, I think it's a Queen of Clubs relationship. Let me just
see, and that's where I get confused, where I understand birth card, I understand spirit card and soul card, but then when you start throwing other cards in, then I'm totally lost.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing my online trainings, because
yeah,
it's a lot of information that I throw around.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you and your husband together are the Queen of Clubs, and the Queen of Clubs likes to be adored. So the thing that's most important in a Queen of Clubs relationship is respect for one another. Respect, adoration, harmonious communication, and a harmonious environment, and independence. I mean, you're two really strong. Those are two strong crowns you got clanging together there.
Yeah.
So they're either going to shine brightly, or they're going to be, you know, willfully engaged.
Right.
I'm a King of Diamonds. I understand it. The cool thing is, you're the queen and you're the woman, and he's the king and he's the man. So let me tell you this, so you have some reference to my conversation when I get into the gender. Because your Venus card is the Three of Clubs. And so as a woman, you know, you're going to want to express yourself in that way. It's a highly creative card. I mean, both of these cards have a very quick, sophisticated intelligence, just natural intelligence. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful that you don't compete with one another. That's where you get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be adoring one another and honoring one another and supporting one, because when you do that, then everybody's happy.
Right.
But if you don't do that, then, you know, everybody gets their, you know, feathers in a ruffle, because
right,
kings don't like to be told what to do.
No.
They do not.
No, they don't.
I'm a king. I don't care how simply someone says something to me. If they're giving me orders, I have a knee-jerk reaction, and I'm conscious of it. And then I choose, okay, do I want to engage in this, or am I just going to let it go by? Because I understand it, you know. It's like, it's so in my nature to be in control, you know, because I'm a king, that I have to consciously, you know, choose whether or not I'm going to react to something when somebody starts telling me what to do or how to think. Kings don't like that. And as a queen, you have a need to be adored and honored. You know, you're very perceptive. So it's a powerful, powerful relationship. And when you're working as a team, you're unstoppable, I'm absolutely sure. However, if you're not, you know, seeing him as your fabulous king, and he's not seeing you as his wonderful queen, then, you know, there's trouble in the palace.
Yeah.
So you have to share the throne. You have to sit in your individual thrones, because independence is very important in this relationship, and you need to have your throne side by side, and you just honor each other equally.
Right. It's the each other, I think. It's the one another that we have problems with.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you've probably been together before. I mean, that's such a powerful past life connection.
Yeah, it is. It is an incredibly powerful past life connection. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, it is.
And it is. You're sitting in the Ten of Hearts now for 7 years, the Ten of Hearts house, and it's fabulous. It's
I am
fabulous.
Now.
What?
I am now sitting in the Ten of Hearts 7 year cycle.
Yes, on your birthday you went into the Ten of Hearts house for 7 years.
Okay,
and
so I have to look that
and
up.
You've got the Ace of Spades in your house. So this is wonderful.
Cool. Good. Good.
I mean, you have a lot going on here coming up, a lot.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty amazing. I'm gonna just peek over here because interesting. Well, you know, this year for you is like an initiation. You're probably not going to be the same person by your next birthday, so let it roll.
Say that again? I'm not what?
You're going to have a major shift in your awareness and a change in yourself this year.
Okay.
That's profound.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you've got really, you've got one of the most powerful cards for transformation and initiation sitting in your house. The Nine of Spades is sitting in your house. So it's important to understand that. Excuse me?
The Nine of the Ace. I'm sorry.
Well, in the seven-year cycle, it's the Ace. In the yearly spread, it's the Nine.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
I highly recommend meditation.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Meditation, big letters. What is his Mars card for your upcoming thing?
His Mars card is the Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I just want to say real quickly, I have your first book, and I have really enjoyed it a lot. I have used it a lot. I look up things for my children all the time. One of my girls is a freshman in college, and she's just trying to decide, is she going to stay where she is? Is she going to change majors? What's she going to do? And when she was home last week, we got out the book and looked up her birth card and her spirit card and, you know, read into that to try and see what we could sort out for her. And it's so helpful on so many levels.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it really is. My only concern that I can see coming up is I have a granddaughter who's not quite three who is also a King of Diamonds. And I feel like this deck is getting stacked against me.
Oh, don't see it that way. Because don't tell the kings that the queens are more powerful. So don't tell anyone that, even though we're on the radio right now. You know, it's like you just see them as your comrades. I mean.
Right. That's true. Okay.
It should be a lot.
Right. Royalty is royalty, right?
Royalty is royalty, yes. You know, and you're not the easiest puppy to get along with sometimes, I'm sure. We all have our moment. Look, and diamonds are intense anyway. We're all intense because you know, diamonds cut through glass. So, you know, if we get a little edgy, everybody feels it, you know.
That's true. That's true. I haven't
thought
about
also, that. We're also, we are extremely generous and loving and playful, and so I think the most That's important thing is to understand who we are. I'm writing a new book, and I think it's going to be, it's just going to take everything to a much deeper, more intimate level about our nature and who we are.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I will watch for it.
But you might want to get the relationship book so you can read all about your relationship with your king.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I have wanted to, and I've put it off, and I won't put it off any longer.
Okay, great. Okay, my darling, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much, Sharon, for everything you do. I really enjoy your stuff.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to take one more call before I talk about the gender, and I think I have Kay from Tennessee. Do I? Are you still there? Hello? Okay, well, maybe I lost Kay. I think I've certainly lost Seth. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, there seems to be a delay. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about...
Oh, I'm right here. Hello.
Who is this?
It's Kay from Tennessee.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I think you couldn't hear me, and I was going, hello.
Oh, you're right. I couldn't hear you. Do you have your... Oh, you probably had your computer on the volume.
Oh.
Anyway,
yeah,
how are you and what's your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is May 3rd.
Uh-huh. And what is your present age?
I am 41. I'll be 42 in May.
41. And are you familiar with the cards? Do you know that your birthday is the Three of Spades day?
No, I do not. And I've always been I love tarot, and I've been an avid card collector, and I've always felt that they've been very interesting and powerful to me. But I'm a newbie, but I am on a deep meditation course, and so about 2.5 years of meditation and other information kind of led me to you. So I'm interested in finding more about your path.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, your birth card is the Three of Spades, which is a very spiritual card. The essence of this card is extremely spiritual. And then your planetary ruling card is the Seven of Clubs, sorry. And that card represents spiritual knowledge and the refinement of the mind. And your spirit card is the Six of Diamonds, and your soul card is the Jack of Diamonds. But I have to tell you, you know, with your Seven of Clubs, the soul card is the Jack of Spades, which is the card of the spiritual initiate. So you have, it's wonderful that you're on a path. And you started that path when you were 39. Is that what you did?
Oh, I may have the timing wrong by some, but I definitely, there definitely was a shift. I would say probably 2007, 2008.
Uh-huh. Well, you're on the right path with yourself, that's for sure. You know, understanding how all these cards work together for you in a mystical way, I think is very important. Age 41, let me look at 41. Because I'm not laying cards out, everyone. I'm looking at cycles of time that are already charted according to the deck of cards, our birthday, and the yearly calendar. So age 41, you have the Ten of Spades sitting in your house. And when I talk, you know, when I speak about your year, it's birthday to birthday. The Ten of Spades is a card of spiritual and material accomplishment. It's a very powerful card, and it supports you to be, to work in a disciplined way toward your own self-mastery. Then in your Seven of Clubs house sits the Queen of Clubs, which is tapping you into your intuition more deeply. So your intuitive intelligence is more available than usual, and there for you to refine in combination with your planetary ruling card. Then your Three of Spades is sitting in the Five of Spades house, which means this is a year of change for you. Personal change, perhaps change in business or work as well. But life often changes from the inside out when this card shows up. This card, this influence can also make you restless. And I would think that maybe you've made some changes in relationships, maybe let go of a person or two that you no longer really relate to or resonate with.
Yeah, I'm going, actually, all my relationships are going through that process now. It's definitely, it feels vibrational, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And you're sitting in the Four of Hearts house. So, you know, your understanding of love and its importance and how everything must be built on that and probably a focus on family are both really very strong for you. So let me just quickly look at your, to see which 52-day cycle you're in. May 3rd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On the 12th of this month, which just happened a few days ago, you went into your Neptune cycle. So Neptune governs spirituality as well. Let's see what your Neptune cards are. The Four of Diamonds. So do you have your own business or?
I do. I am a freak show entrepreneur I live my business to the point where I bought the house next door so I could work close to my children.
Did you say you're a freak show? Is that what you said?
A freak show entrepreneur.
Are you doing business with foreign countries or foreign people at all?
I just started. I just took my first international trip. I landed last Thursday from Canada, and I met a lot of international people on that trip and got invited to three other countries.
Okay, because you've got really powerful cards for manifesting in foreign lands right now. You just want to be sure that if you're doing any, you know, I would court everybody and line everything up. If you can wait until your birthday to actually sign contracts and things, that would be good. If not, you know, you may want to call me and talk to me on a personal level because Neptune can be a little tricky with starting new relationships.
I'm just in the courtship phase, so that timing sounds fine. You know,
Board away because it's, you know, your cards right now for this show tremendous success. And I just want to peek over here at 42 and see where you go. Oh, yummy. Looking good. And then you go into a new 7-year cycle at 42. Let's just take a quick peek there. Lots of travel coming. Yep, you're going to be working. I think you're going in the right direction. Keep going.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, keep
any information about my husband? Is my husband involved in this business as much as I am? Or in...
I don't know. Is he?
We have a. It's our business together. But I wanted to know. You know, are these compatible growth strategies? I guess is a better way to phrase the question. Are our two growth strategies compatible?
When's his birthday?
December 3rd, 19.
Okay. I can look at this quick because I have 10 minutes left and then I have to...
You know what? Forgive me. That was rude of me to ask.
It's fine. He's the two of diamonds, so 28 and... I mean, I'm afraid I don't have time to look at his cards at the moment.
No, I understand completely.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You could call another time you should just follow your intuition, do what your gut tells you to do, because that's what you're supposed to be doing, no matter what.
Oh, fantastic. I got a lot out of this. Thank you for this gift. And do you do private sessions?
Yes, I do.
Great. I'll check out the information on your website. I'm so glad I found you. My intuition led me here. So thank you very much.
Oh, fabulous. Yes, check out my website and send me an email.
I will. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Okay, Kay. Thank you for calling.
I'll be listening to the rest. Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I just have like 8 minutes or something, 7. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about what I said I would talk about because I said I would talk about it. And, you know, oftentimes people will say to me, you know, that person is the same card as I am, but I don't think they're like me at all, or I'm not like them. And then there's, why is he different than she is when they have the same card? Well, there are a lot of factors that come into play here. And one of them is women are governed by their Venus card. So we have a 13-card life path. I mean, our life path is much more extensive than that. But just on the top layer, straight across the board, we have a 13-card life path. And that life path begins with our birth card. And then each card after that is governed by Mercury. Well, the first card, Mercury, second card, Venus, third card, Mars, and so on. And as women, our Venus card, because Venus rules the feminine, comes into play with our birth card and has influence in how we express who we are as our birth card. So a man born with the same birth card or on the same birthday is going to be influenced by his Mars card because it's the Mars card that governs men. Now, the Venus and Mars cards for both men and women also govern our relationships with men and women. And so whatever the Mars card is for the man, that card is going to influence how he expresses himself. So, you know, talking with Teresa earlier, and her husband's the King of Diamonds, his influence as a man, his Mars card, is the Two of Diamonds. So, you know, he's very comfortable wheeling and dealing. And then, because he's a Capricorn, his Saturn card, the Eight of Clubs, is how he moves through the world. So each one of these cards is like its own kind of vehicle for us. You know, each aspect comes into play. And then, you know, our planetary ruling cards also affect how we manifest our birth cards. Because somebody who's an Aquarius King of Diamonds is going to manifest very differently than a Taurus King of Diamonds or a Leo King of Diamonds. So all of these things come into play, and it's really fun to watch and see how they show up. You know, I've always talked about the Neptune cycle, the 52 days before our birthday, and how it's easy to get into fantasy or be delusional or see things that perhaps aren't there, or see what we want to see and not what's really there. And I had an experience this week, because I'm in Neptune. My birthday is April 8th. I had an experience this week that made me realize that something else that happens when we're in Neptune is that if we've been in a fantasy or been delusional or maybe just not really owning up to something being what it really is, that can come to light as well during this cycle. So the dimensionality of this oracle is just, I think it has no end. And, you know, I'm going to be teaching starting on the 21st with the relationship workshop, and then the 26th with level one. It's an 8-week webinar course, and it's so cool. I'm doing it in a room. You're online with me. The charts are up. I'm drawing and talking, and it's really a great way to learn. And I'm doing this to educate people how to use this system for themselves and their friends, or professionally. There will be more, you know, in-depth trainings. The first level is really comprehensive, and I teach it in a way that makes it very simple to learn and understand. And then you'll have recordings of the whole thing, so you can go over it. The materials I've created are beautiful. I've created all new materials. I'm really excited about it. So that's there. You know, you can go on my website and check that out if you're interested. And I'm also on Facebook. I have a fan page, Cards of Destiny, on Facebook. Same title as my book. And if you'd like to join and be a fan with me, that'd be great. You can do that from my website as well. And you can also sign up for my card of the day, which comes into your email every morning if you sign up. It's free. And I'm going to advertise my app, talk about my iPhone app, Cards of Destiny, one more time. And if you have it already, thank you. And the update will be as soon as they approve it. It's already been uploaded. And I think we fixed some little bugs in there, so it's fabulous. I want to thank you all for listening and being here tonight. I want to welcome you to contact me. I do personal readings, and that information is on my website. Or you can call me at 323-850-0812 or email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net or sharonjeffers@starofthemagi.com. So thank you again for listening, and thanks for everyone for calling in and participating. And I will see you here next week. Okay, have a great week. Bye.